There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. See, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die.
Om Shanti. October 25th, 1819, Percy B. Shelley. If I were a dead leaf, thou mightest bear. If I were a swift cloud to fly with thee, a wave to pant beneath thy power and share. The impulse of thy strength, only less free than thou, O uncontrollable. If even I were, as in my boyhood, and could be the comrade of thy wanderings o'er heaven, as then when to outstrip thy sky speed, scarred, seemed a vision, I would never have striven as thus with thee in prayer and in my sore need. O lift me as a wave, a leaf, a cloud. I fall upon the thorns of life, I bleed. A heavy weight of hours has chained and bowed one to like thee, tameless, swift and proud. The poet is talking with the wind. The poet is describing the present state of the affair. A bound man, a chained person. That's why he says, lift me as a wave, lift me as a cloud. Lift me as a leaf. I fall upon the thorns of life, I bleed. The heavy weight of hours has chained me. Even I was like you once upon a time. In my childhood, I was so free, tameless, swift and proud. And now what has happened to me? Everywhere there are chains and chains and chains. And man has fallen in love with his own shackles. Such a hapless, such a helpless, such a poor state of the affair. But there is a desire within. As the poet says, if I were a dead leaf, thou mightest bear, O wind. If I were a swift cloud to fly with thee, a wave to pant beneath thy power and share the impulse of thy strength, only less free than thou, O uncontrollable. Man feels he can do anything. Man feels he follows his whims and fancies. Whatever I desire, I do. Whatever I want, I achieve. Wherever I want to go, I go. And he thinks that he is free. Is it really a freedom? Or he is like a puppet, controlled by the strings of his biology and habit? Or he is like in a decorated prison, and he calls that prison a palace? The task is liberty, is to achieve liberty, is to breathe freely. The atmosphere is is full of suffocation here, because we are bound, we are chained, we are in the prison. Prison of our own cravings and prison of our own expectations and the prison of our own desires. Unless and until we realize, unless and until a person realizes that he is in the prison, he will not search for the keys. The first acceptance is this: I am addicted. The first acceptance is this: I am chained. The first acceptance is this: my wings are clipped. The task is liberty. The task is freedom. The goal is freedom. Person has become like a mechanical toy, controlled by his impulses and his urges. A desire arises and he wants to fulfill that desire. An impulse arises, a urge arises, and he wants to act upon that urge. And life becomes a lifetime battle. And there is no sense of relief. It is a chain reaction. Person comes out of one toxic relationship and enters into another toxic relationship. It is a chain reaction. A person comes out of one addiction and now the next addiction begins. Person comes out of one expectation and the another expectation begins. One affair leading to another affair. One bondage leading to another bondage. Person is entering from one prison into another prison. And he feels he is free, and he feels he is now. tasted the drops of deliverance. But this entire game is the game which is happening inside the prison. Today we enter into the sixth day of this series, Pure Life. Pure life is the life of freedom. Impure life is the life of slavery. Brahmacharya is not a moral lecture. It is the spiritualization of everything which is material. It is the understanding of one's own limitations and methods to break them and enter into the firmament of liberty. Today we will talk about the royalty of consciousness. The very consciousness is punctured. That's why the energy is seeping. There is a constant leakage of energy. That's why royalty is lost. The first is the masquerade of the slave. It is the slavery. But person thinks he is king. To act upon every impulse, to act upon every desire and urge leads to more and more slavery. The gap between urge and action is called freedom. Freedom is this gap. You understand that these urges are impermanent. To master these urges, to master these impulses, is the real victory, the real conquest. Because they wear a mask and they tell us this is very attractive. This is something you should do. But it is out and out deception. The real yogi is the one who stands firm. Waves come and waves go. Impulses come and impulses go. Urges come and urges go. Sensations arise and sensations go. It's a play of samvedana. They come, they go. And we watch as a detached observer, undisturbed. Tathasth. It's a beautiful word, tathasth. You are at the bank, at the tat of a river, and you watch. The river is flowing, the water is moving, everything is changing. One of the greatest philosophers, Eddington, had said, "You do not step into the same river twice. The water has already gone. Scenes are changing, episodes are changing. The world drama is moving at a fast pace. What is gone is gone. Why to remember that? Why to carry that burden, that load, those heavy baggages of the past? I am here, I am now, this moment. Now is the morning, now the birds are chirping. Now the sun will arise soon. I am in this moment. The past is dead. I see everything as impermanent, anitya. I see everything as transitory. The desires, they drive me mad. Real freedom is not about the fulfillment of each and every desire. It's about watching them. They are like itch. You watch them and they go away. So this is utter slavery. Slavery of senses. Slavery of sense gratification. The most powerful person in this world is a person who is the master of his senses. Karmendriya Jit. When the energy is not leaking, you are like a sealed vessel, sealed dabba. The energy is not leaking. Now energy has only one way, vertical. It rises. So stop being a slave. Assert your, reclaim your leadership. This is the play. The second is the symphony of the nerves. The nerves are burning. The entire nervous system is so much stimulated. There are so many stimulations outside in the world, and they stimulate, they excite. The excitatory pathways. The nerves are burning and there is smell. Why? Person seeks this external stimulation. Because there is an inner emptiness. Absolute emptiness. And it wants stimulation. Stimulation of touch, stimulation of messages, stimulations of sensual chats and the nonsensical jargon. I miss you, love you. These are the external manifestations of internal emptiness. And when there is an internal emptiness, person wants stimulation. And the stimulation comes from digital media, all those excitatory shorts and reels and trailers and jokes and comedy shows and the cheap entertainments and the worldly news and gossips. All those things, they stimulate. And that's why the nervous system is constantly in a heated stage. And there is no respite. And there is no freedom. And there is no peace. What you are consuming, the digital data, the digital consumption, is overstimulating. Purity is silencing the nerves. Purity is the biological cooling system. Purity is the spiritual refrigeration. The heat of lust. Man is born to fly and he is crawling. He is like a servant, is like a slave. He has become like an animal, fulfilling his animalish tendencies. Unless and until we move up, we cannot get rid of all this low taste of senses. Purity is the symphony. Purity is the divine music. Right now the nerves are crying Right now, the nerves are shrieking in pain and suffering. Purity is the music of the nerves. When the nerves dance, when the nerves rejoice, because they are the masters and they are not burning. When the man is fully and completely free from all the sensual and sexual imaginations and fantasies and messages and chats and videos and shorts and friendships and nonsensical love affairs, and stupid expectations, and hellish touches, then one tastes the drop of purity for the first time. Purity is eternal freedom. Purity is eternal joy. Purity is bliss. But how can a person who is in the prison, who is in a trap, taste this higher joy? The mind is conditioned. And everyone knows that this is a prison. But yet, there is a problem. What is the way? How to come out of this prison? Unless and until this question arises and you accept that you are a prisoner, you are inside the prison. There is no way to come out of it. So symphony of nerves, and third is the end of the great leakage. Our energy, in the morning you are energetic. By afternoon, the energy is draining in gossips. By evening, the leakage has increased with lust. And at night, you are empty. This is the game of energy. Morning, it is full. Afternoon, evening, and night, zero. And when it reaches zero, now you want stimulation and excitement. Rather than recharging, you discharge it further. Lust is the greatest leakage of energy. Sensual imaginations is the greatest seepage of energy. And if the person is not around, they resort to phone. These phone conversations are the perverted manifestations of human desire. So one, if you want to enter into the royalty of consciousness, if there has to be any desire, let there be only one desire. Which desire? I want to become the purest soul on this planet Earth. How is this desire? How is this desire? I want to become the purest soul, unsurpassed, unparalleled. You should feel unhappiness if somebody is surpassing you in purity. If you want jealousy, become jealous of pure people. They are more pure. Why I am less pure? Spiritual jealousy. Spiritual race. Why you want to lag behind? Don't allow others to surpass you in purity. This is the purity marathon. You are the winner. I practice, I practice, I practice, I practice, I practice, I practice, I practice. Keep practicing. I am the winner. I am the topper. I am the achiever. I am number one. I can stretch, practice this. I am confident. Practice this. I am responsible. I practice, I practice, I practice, I practice, I practice, I practice. I remember everything. I remember everything. What everything? The entire Murli, the entire Gyan, the entire knowledge. I remember that I am an extremely pure being, untouched, unadulterated, uncontaminated. No dirt can touch me. No soil can taint me. I am an untainted, unsoiled, unsullied, immaculate purity. So let there be the desire for purity. Let there be the craving for purity. Just as an alcoholic wants an alcohol. Just as smoking addicts craves for the puff of cigarette. Just as a drug addict craves drug. Can we crave for purity? Let the craving arise for purity. You are the greatest being on this planet Earth. Shunvante Vishve Amritasya Putraha. You are the children of immortality. Listen, Shunvante, listen. Harkan. The Rishi of the Upanishad stands on the rock and shouts. Aye Dhamini Divyanitastu. Vedahumedam Purusham Mahantam. Aditya Varnam. Tamsa Parastat. You are more powerful than the sun. Aditya. You are more brighter than the sun. You are greater than all the devtas. This is a wake-up call to all the sleeping Hanumans. He has forgotten that he is so powerful. He is sitting depressed. How can I climb? How can I fly across the ocean? He just needs the capsule of remembrance. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, injection of Man, Mana, Bhava. This is an injection. So that Jamvan came and injected him intramuscularly, intravenous or intracardiac. And he reminded him of all his powers and all his strengths. The problem is not ignorance. The problem is forgetfulness. Vismaran. The problem is not about weakness. The problem is not weakness. The problem is not darkness. The problem is not about I am vicious, about being a vicious. The problem is only one. There is only one disease, and that disease is forgetfulness, vismaran, oblivion. And the cure for weak oblivion, forgetfulness, is remembrance. Remind yourself, I am the purest soul on this planet Earth. My purity is calling me. Purity is the nature, is my original nature. And if I want to become pure, I don't want any bondage. I don't want any unnecessary contacts, unnecessary relationships. Maintain zero contact therapy. This is a very good therapy. Zero communication. If you feel you are bound to somebody, if you feel you are getting attracted, put them into the reject list. Block permanently. No explanation. Without any if you give explanation, it is again a second trap. Block without any explanation. If you say, You are gone. If the message comes, how are you? And you say, I am okay. How are you? The entire play of purity is lost. These are called emotional hooks in psychology. These are called emotional hooks. What are the emotional hooks? How is your health? This is emotional hook. How are you doing? Have you taken food? Where are you? I am missing you. Are you missing me? Should I prepare something good for you because you like that? We are coming to Madhuvan. Should we bring that for you? I have prepared this. Where are you? Come fast. It's hot now. Otherwise it will become stale and cold. I have prepared with my own hands. Specially for you. This is a special Rakhi. This is a special gift. This is a special diary. This is a special pen. This is a special badge. Mango. These are the special mangoes. This is, everything is called emotional hooks and traps. Reject them and reject them as poisons. There is only and only one love affair, and that is the love with the divine. Rest, everything is utter stupidity. A man entered a gate of heaven. The gatekeeper asked, who is it? He said, Chandulal. The gatekeeper asked, married, unmarried? He said, married. He said, come, welcome to heaven. You already been in hell. The next man came. The gatekeeper asked, who is it? The person said, Dhabulal. He asked, married, unmarried? He said, married 4 times. He said, go to hell. You are married 4 times. This is an act of foolishness. Fools have no place in heaven. Go to hell again. You can commit mistake once, but not 4 times. So gates of purity are open. Throw aside all the everything which is unpure, impure, undivine. Om Shanti.
As a human, I live in a body made of flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me, I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on. But I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know within me, you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they disappear. dissolve when I die.